Rock 102. Classic yes. Rock 102.
There is a lot of classic rocks out there that actually you can learn quite a lot from. In fact, that we have a couple guys from the Pioneer Valley Rock and Mineral Club. Andy and Fred are here. Guys, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
What can you tell us about rocks that we don't already know?
Well, there's a lot more around here than you might like to imagine.
Really?
Everybody thinks of rocks as, you know, something you trip over or throw away, but we go looking for them.
Now, what is it, though, that you're doing or planning to do right now with the schools?
We're making a mineral display kit. Massachusetts has a state rock, a state mineral, a state gem, and a fossil. And
that fossil's name is John O'Brien,
no,
right?
No, stop it. I'm not the fossil.
in the elementary schools, most, like between third and fifth grade, they start studying geology and minerals. And most teachers don't even know that these state earth symbols exist.
What grade?
Third to fifth grade.
Third to fifth grade? Because I really don't. I know we did a little bit of it in school, but, you know, I found it when I've seen it on TV 99% of the time, I found it to be mind-numbingly boring until I saw something on, like, the Discovery Channel last month that showed this girl out studying these rocks, and it was amazing the things that you can actually learn about the climate or the area where this rock is by studying this rock.
Exactly.
It was weird.
Yep.
I guess because I never paid attention to that, it never dawned on me.
Yeah. We get more into looking for different minerals. A lot of the things that are in this kit aren't just a rock; it's a mineral, and there is a difference.
What?
Rocks are made up of different minerals. Granite is made up of three minerals: quartz, mica, and feldspar. And it's not just a rock.
Yeah, you got a display case here in the studio, and you have one where there's a fossil, and then you also have like a compact bit of clay. Is clay is that just dirt, or is that something more than that? Yeah, that one right there. Yeah.
Those are clay concretions. Those are they were formed from mud many thousands of years ago, and the best concretions in the country are found in the Connecticut River.
Nope. Really?
Now, when you say the best, I mean, what are you basing that on?
The quality, the fact that they are the nicest, attractive, very unusual. Nowhere else in the country are they formed quite like they are.
Now,
here.
if you were to go in and buy a display like this, where you have you know, these kinds of rock formations, I mean, what would something like this cost you if you bought it in a rock, you know, collecting store or something like that?
Prices for minerals can vary dramatically. This kit, the club estimates that we have about $250 invested in making this kit, but a lot of the minerals are donated. If you had to buy some of the minerals, the prices can vary. The minerals you see in this kit, the dinosaur track, could run $100 or more.
Wow.
I just remembered what it was that I was watching. It was, I think it was on the History Channel, it was How the Earth Was Formed. Mm-hmm. And they showed how, you know, through the introduction of these gases to the surface of the earth, and then how the earth continued to form, and the types of how the rock changed from, you know, like deep within the earth till you got up closer to the top. And it really is very fascinating.
Yeah. And there's a big difference between geology and mineralogy too. It's we aren't geologists.
Mm-hmm.
We go and we, you know, there's certain things that are found in certain places. Old mines, up where Steve Nagel lives, in the Huntington, Chester area, there is an old mine where emery was mined in the 1800s.
He actually lives in a mine. I know people think he's got a place up there, but
well,
it's just he lives in a mine.
There's stalactites, but we don't really know what those are from.
So when I was a kid, we had a rock driveway. Do you think, you know, pebbles, do you think those are, like, rare, extinct now? Or is it
probably
just,
not.
Yeah,
the,
$5 a pound.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, a place like Lane Quarry in Westfield, there's tremendous minerals that can be found there, but due to a bunch of knuckleheads, you can't get in there anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's stuff in there that's very rare. We have one of those specimens in the case, but you can't go in and get them anymore.
If there's
that's
a
state mineral.
If there's a school that's interested in obtaining some of these kits, what should they do?
They can contact us through the website, cvmineralclub.org. My email, I'm the club president. All the officers' email addresses are on there. Contact any one of us, and we'll contact them back from there.
Great. Andy, Fred from the Connecticut Valley Mineral Club, we appreciate you coming in, and best of luck distributing these things.
You don't live in a glass house, do you?
No.
Did your dad used to tell you that when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. And is that what got you inspired into this?
No. the first kit that we're going to distribute is going to go to the elementary school in Southampton, hopefully next week.
Oh, very good.
Cool. Guys,
excellent.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. It's 8:58 with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102.